Well, I think if you're going back to that phase one trade agreement, the numbers were in part vague because they were dollar value targets that applied to all agricultural commodities. And there were sort of lots of pathways by which China could have potentially complied with that agreement. Ultimately, the thing to note about what happened during the first Trump administration was that commercial circumstances changed and China didn't end up following through on their commitments, which didn't really have any spelled out consequences in the agreement. And that sort of seems to be likely again, that we won't see an agreement that specifies what happens if China doesn't import these specific numbers stated by the Treasury Secretary.